Good evening, Mr. Bunkachikuwu Musa? Yikes. What kind of a name is that, anyways? Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? How about I just call you Buck? Would that be okay? Great. Well, Buck, my name is Karen. I'm the nurse assisting Dr. White with his research. I hope you're enjoying your visit to America so far. It must seem like such a magical world for someone like you, that is, from whatever place it is you're from in Africa. Well, let's get down to business, shall we? Please take a seat. Dr. White will remain at his desk in the corner there, observing our interactions this evening. I'll be asking you a few questions, and then we'll get to work. Now, you do understand why you are here, correct? That's right. Dr. White arranged for your visitor's visa so that you could come to his lab and provide some assistance. You could say we're assembling a team. Dr. White is aiming to establish an elite coterie of well-hung, feral black bulls to service the cuckold community. If you perform well during your visit, you may be selected for permanent relocation here and put to work as a bull for Dr. White. He's also looking to establish a crossbreeding research program, so you may be selected for that as well. Okay, now before we begin, I also just want to confirm that you showered at your dormitory before coming over here this evening. You did? Are you sure? With soap? Good. I do love the smell of men, but sometimes your type can smell a little differently, you know? Well, Buck, it's time for you to get undressed and show us that nigger cock of yours. You don't like the word nigger? Oh, I'm sorry. But the thing is, Dr. White likes it. And he can have your visa revoked at a moment's notice for any reason at all, and have you deported immediately. So the sooner you learn your place here, the better. You aren't here to provide your opinions. You're here to provide your black cock and your sperm. Your only purpose is to service white women. And right now, that means me. So you keep those fat nigger lips closed and get undressed, bucko. There you go. And look at you. Your penis is massive, even for a nigger. And already so hard. Does the sight of a beautiful petite white woman like me turn you on? That's good. Why don't I undo these buttons at the front of my nurse's dress and take out my tits? I bet you've never seen such creamy white breasts and such pink nipples. No touching. Though I must say, your cock is magnificent, Buck. Based on looks and size alone, I'd say you're a perfect candidate for Dr. White's team of bulls. But let's see how you perform, huh? I'm gonna get down on my knees. And I'm gonna start sucking that big nigger dick of yours. I can't wait to see how it tastes. It's so big in my hands. It must look so big against my face. Oh, it's so good. And it's so fucking big. I'll just suck the head for now. It's all I can fit in my mouth. With all the nigger cocks I've sucked, you'd think I'd have learned how to stuff it all down my throat all at once. But no, I still have to warm up. Uh, uh, Your cock is exceptionally large, even for a nigger. It's almost obscene. But you don't mind, do you, Buck? No, I think you like it. I think you like seeing a sexy young white woman struggling to fit your cock into her pretty white mouth. Oh my God. It's like sucking off an animal. A beast. Nigger cock is so animalistic, so enormous and dark. It can't be that different from sucking a horse. Or some prehistoric giant ape. Oh God, it's almost disgusting, but I love it. I love it so much. I can't get enough of big black cocks. I'm getting so wet, I can't take it. I need you to fuck me, bucko. I need to feel your big nigger dick inside of me. Usually these sessions involve oral sex only. I'm supposed to wait until the next stage of research before I start taking specimens cocks in my pussy. But I don't care about the doctor's rules. And I don't care what he says. Hey, Dr. White. This big black nigger buck is gonna fuck my pussy now with his obscenely large cock, whether you like it or not. Come on, you fucking nigger. It's time for you to have my dripping cunt. Oh, take me from the back. Take me like a dog. Yeah, like a dog. Oh God. Oh wait. No, 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 no. No, go slower. Slow down. I can't take all of that. Your cock is too big. What are you saying, Dr. White? No, don't encourage him. Don't tell him to slam it into me. I'm not ready. No, don't tell him that. No, Buck, don't listen. Oh God. Oh God. Fuck you, Dr. White. Fuck you and all your fucking niggers. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, my pussy is so stretched out. I'm so full. I've never had cock this big before. Oh, God, it feels so good. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want you to come inside me, Buck. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want you to fill me up with your savage nigger cum. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can start that crossbreeding program right now. You can fuck a mulatto baby right into my womb. Oh, a big baby boy with a big, thick disc. Disgustingly huge cock, just like you have. A big black animal cock. Oh God. Oh God, you're splitting me apart. It hurts so much, but it feels so good. Are you seeing this, Dr. White? Are you seeing how much this nigger is stretching and gaping my cunt? Your pathetic little dick is never gonna feel the same after this. Oh God, my baby's gonna have a bigger cock than you. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fill me with ropes of your thick white gummy fucking nigger. Oh, I wanna feel your hot nigger come spraying in my pussy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. I can feel this come shooting in me. So much of it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Be careful pulling out. Oh, Dr. White. Oh, God. Dr. White. I can feel its gum bubbling and oozing out of my pussy. Can you see it? Can you see all this gum? Oh, God. Oh, don't worry. There's still so much more left inside. Oh, God. I think we'd better schedule Buck for another session tomorrow night. I have a feeling he's gonna make for very popular bull.